Now, the U.S. President Donald Trump has called the alleged involvement of Russia, that is, in the country's 2016 presidential election, a total fabrication. Take a listen.
The Russia story is a total fabrication. It's just an excuse for the greatest loss in the history of American politics. That's all it is. It just makes them feel better when they have nothing else to talk about.
Trump added that the prosecutors should rather look into the deleted emails of former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. He said he hoped the outcome of the Russia investigation would be, quote, honest. The remarks come after a jury impaneled by U.S. Special Counsel Robert Mueller issued subpoenas in connection with a meeting involving the president's son, Donald Trump Jr., his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, and a Russian lawyer back in 2016. Trump has slammed the investigation as a fake story. Meanwhile, a number of U.S. senators have introduced two bipartisan bills aimed at protecting Mueller from being fired by the president. Let's speak to investigative journalist Tony Gosling. He joins us via Skype from Bristol. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Gosling. Now, this scandal, so to speak, as the mainstream media put sort of Russian interference in the 2016 U.S. presidential elections, is a story that is just not going away. Now, is it really the scandal that it's being made out to be, or is it just smokes and mirrors?
Well, look, the reason it's not going away is because the mainstream media in the West is bigging it up. It's not actually criticizing, interrogating the facts at all. It's bigging it up. And someone needs to say this. Poor old Donald Trump is not in charge of America. I think Putin said it a few weeks ago that even with the change of president, there's been no actual change in the administration in the United States. So the same people are still running the show. That is to say, the military-industrial complex and people like the Council on Foreign Relations, which is the massively powerful, incredibly rich business lobby of big American corporations, which is virtually running State Department and foreign policy. Not quite, but it's very nearly there. And in fact, many would say it's more powerful than the State Department itself. This is the American establishment, and this grand jury that's been sworn in, it does seem as if they're trying now to hem Trump in. And the result has been, of course, of a rather sheepish-looking Trump signing the Russian Sanctions Act. So he's having to do what he's told by these people and by a kind of judicial coup, like we've seen, for example, in South America. The Americans have been doing this, and the IMF has been doing this to people over the last decades, to small countries, and now they're doing it to their own president.
Well, that is a point that many have made, Mr. Gosling, that while we are spending time talking about alleged Russian interference in the U.S. elections, we are not talking about the other important issues like who is in control of the White House, its foreign policy, etc. And also, of course, other internal issues which are not being covered.
Well, what they've succeeded in doing is completely turning around democracy. That is to say, Donald Trump was elected on this rapprochement with Russia ticket. This is why people voted for him. This is why he's in the White House. But he's now surrounded by the Pentagon, the arms lobby, General Sir John Kelly, an incredible appointment. I actually think we're now closer to World War III than we've been for a long time. I would suggest it's time now for the Iranians, the Chinese, the Russians, other people who can see this, to actually call it out for what it is, to issue the world a warning and saying unless something is done, we're going to see a complete conflagration. I would suggest what will happen is there'll be some sort of incident between the Russians in Syria and the United States. That could spark a wider war. The Russians are obviously prepared for that. And then when that starts, the Chinese will almost certainly come in on the side of the Russians. They may wait a while because many people don't realize the Chinese actually want to see in East Jerusalem, they want to see the Palestinian state capital there. Everyone is ignoring China's position on this, but it's quite clear they're totally against what Israel and the United States are doing. So I'm just trying to pull in some of the wider implications and look ahead to see where this is leading. Now the Pentagon appears to have taken over with their general now running the White House as chief of staff.
Okay, on that note of warning, we're going to have to leave it there for now. That's Tony Gosling, investigative journalist, joining us via Skype from Bristol. Mr. Gosling, thanks very much indeed, as always, for your comments here on Press TV.